Today, Australia, the land of droughts, flooding rains, and massive household debt. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, from this post covering finance and property news. Well, a popular poem penned by Sydney-born Dorothea McKellar in the early years of the last century speaks lyrically of a vast brown continent shaped by ragged mountain ranges, sweeping plains, jewel seas, golden noonday sun, droughts, and flooding rains. But today, any description of Australia must refer to the vast, record-breaking expanse of debt held by households, mostly for mortgages. Total loans outstanding are, according to the RBA, $1.58 trillion for owner-occupied mortgages and a further $748 billion for investor mortgages. In fact, Australia has the third largest level of household debt for countries in the OECD, worth around 211% of net disposable income. And the IMF reported that Australia has the highest level of mortgage stress in the developed world, according to figures from their analysis, with 15% of income devoted to paying off loans. But that is an average across all households and small businesses. In fact, of course, many are now putting 40% or more of their disposable income on mortgage repayments, crowding out other spending. Borrowers have been floored by a series of rate rises from the Reserve Bank to the current 4.35%, and they are not going to cut rates anytime soon. The increased cost of borrowing has left Australia at the top of the league of debt, with Canada followed by Norway and the Netherlands. Now, I was asked to extract data from my household surveys for news.com.au, and they published various articles, including Sydney stressed over $1 million home loan debt. This comes as a recent survey from finder.com.au revealed many homeowners were just months away from having to give up their properties due to financial duress. Close to one in seven mortgage holders told the poll would be forced to sell or seek hardship from their bank unless rates were cut by February next year. Now, I said in the article, the amount of debt we have compared to incomes makes us massive outliers compared to the rest of the developed world. But of course, the pain is not equally shared. And more detailed analysis shows that in some areas of the country, the average owner-occupied mortgage is in the millions. So today, I'm going to share my more detailed analysis using our own mapping tools. So here is the picture for the Sydney region. And the first thing to notice here is that I'm plotting by postcode the average owner-occupier mortgage outstanding based on the September 2024 data. And you can see here that in blue, we're at about $177,000 and below, and it grades up to well over $3 million in the bright red. Now, this, of course, relates to all mortgages outstanding, whether they're new mortgages or old mortgages, whether they've been refinanced recently, and whether equity has been withdrawn recently. And you can see immediately that the highest mortgage values outstanding are in and around the harbour, places like Woollahra and Bellevue Hill, where mortgages over $3 million are very, very common, including places like Vaucluse and Mossman. And to the north of the city, up in North Sydney, Neutral Bay, and across to Hunters Hill and Woolwich, again, very high levels of mortgage debt in the $1.8 to $3 million range. Massive amounts. But even beyond that, if you look over in the areas around, for example, Darlinghurst and Surrey Hills, and down towards Leichhardt and the Inner West, again, there are significant amounts of money outstanding, well above the $1 million. And if we pull out and look more broadly, we can see that there are some areas where the overall outstanding amounts are a little lower. Now, I will also say that there are a few areas where the data is not distinctive enough to be reported, so I've excluded those from this modelling. And in fact, if we pull out and remember that when I talk about mortgage stress, I often talk about people over in the West, you can see there that the average amount outstanding over in the West is considerably lower. And in fact, some of the areas with the highest level of mortgage stress, like Blacktown and Liverpool, are also areas where the average debt outstanding is quite a lot lower than closer into Sydney. If we then do a similar exercise based on the centre of Melbourne, we can see that closer into the centre of Melbourne, the overall mortgage levels are relatively high, but in fact places like Toorak holds a bit of a record in terms of the average mortgage outstanding. And as we pull out, we can continue to see that there are vast swathes in and around Melbourne where the average mortgage is sitting plus or minus around a million. But as we pull out further to the north and to the west, we can see there that the average mortgage outstanding is quite a lot lower. And it's worth emphasising that places that we know are quite highly stressed, for example, in the Ballarat area, the average mortgage outstanding is relatively a lot lower than closer into the city. If we jump up to Brisbane and look at what's going on there, again, the debt problem is not so significant relative to the Sydney area, for example, and the overall amount of mortgage outstanding is quite a lot lower. You can see there that close into the city, we're talking in the areas around the 1 million plus or minus, but further out, the average is a lot lower. And as we pull out, we can see that south and north of the city, the average mortgage outstanding is quite significantly lower. There's a bit of a similar story in the Adelaide area. Prices, of course, have risen. And we know that there are some areas, 5065 and 5066, for example, and 5061, where the average mortgage is quite a lot higher. But in many areas, they are well below the $1 million. It's worth reflecting, of course, that incomes are also lower. So it doesn't necessarily mean that people are less stressed, but it is an interesting observation. If I jump across to Perth, we can see that areas close into the city tend to have quite high mortgages. Netherlands stands out, 6009, as the $1.8 to $3 million range. And even closer into the centre of town, quite a few are plus or minus a million. City Beach, 6015, is also quite high, but Cottesloe really stands out, 6011. And in fact, as we pull out further, we can see there that the outer suburban areas, whilst we know they're highly stressed, tend to have lower mortgage balances, but then, of course, they have lower income ranges too. And the trends continue to the north and to the south, where the total mortgage outstanding on average is somewhat lower. If we go across to Tasmania, in and around Hobart, the typical mortgage tends to be somewhat lower there. Incomes, of course, are quite significantly lower as well. And as I've said before, there are pockets in and around Hobart and in northern areas of Tasmania in significant stress. So what does this show? Well, it shows, I think, two important messages. The first is that there are areas in and around Sydney in particular where there are massive amounts of debt outstanding. Now, some of those are in areas where households have considerable incomes, although we do notice that there are numbers of households here that are in cash flow pressure despite high incomes because of the size of the mortgage. The other point is that some of the stressed areas in and around the urban centres that we've been talking about for a long time in our other shows are actually based on average mortgages outstanding quite a lot lower. Now, again, let me highlight, this is an average because there will be people with new mortgages, first-time buyers, and also people with mortgages that they've had for a long time and have paid down. So in a way, the average can mask some of the pressures. But it does make the point that when you start looking at the total average outstanding by household, you get a very different and I think quite disturbing picture. The bottom line is this: we are highly leveraged, and that leverage extends into very affluent areas of the country. And some of those affluent areas are now recording growing levels of mortgage stress. And given the fact that I don't expect interest rates to be cut anytime soon, and of course the amount of debt continues to rise, you can see here that we have a really significant structural problem, structural debt if you like. And this is a very insignificant factor to the banks, who of course are highly leveraged into the mortgage sector of the market. And given a financial stability risk that would arise if higher levels of defaults were to come through, I wouldn't be surprised to see quite a lot more steps taken by the banks and by the government and the RBA to try and provide some sort of relief. Because the debt burden that we are now carrying in Australia is structurally so huge that it can't be diffused. And that, of course, creates significant long-term pressures for the economy as well as individuals. And my final observation, as always, is if you do have a significant mortgage with pressure that you can't cope with, it's very important to talk to the bank and to talk to the bank early rather than just hoping things are going to improve. Given that incomes on average are not growing particularly fast, the cost of living, of course, is still rising very fast, as the inflation report showed the other day, we are going to see significant distress ahead. And I do think the Finder report chimes significantly with my own analysis. Houston, we have a debt problem. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.